Hello and welcome to ACAPS Audio Reports. Today we will be sharing an executive summary of recent trends in Rohingya cross-border displacement between Myanmar and Bangladesh and an outlook for 2025. Part 1. Overview. In 2024, escalating conflict and humanitarian needs in Rakhine State, Myanmar, prompted a significant rise in Rohingya cross-border displacement. While many Rohingya people have fled Rakhine State for camps in Cox's Bazar district in Bangladesh, rising insecurity in these camps is also driving Rohingya people to leave Bangladesh for Malaysia, Indonesia, and other regional destinations. In total, UNHCR documented a 130% increase in Rohingya people making sea or river journeys from both Myanmar and Bangladesh between 2023 to 2024. Along with 2,100 people making land journeys. High rates of documented journeys have continued into 2025, with around 1,200 sea or river journeys alone documented until 22 March, representing a 25% increase from the same period in 2024. Actual movement rates are likely far higher, as humanitarian access constraints, covert movements, and increasing use of mixed overland and maritime routes limit collection of accurate data. There are also a high number of unsuccessful movements, ending in arrest and detention, refoulement, and deaths while traveling. Part 2. Trends. 1. In 2024 and early 2025, Bangladesh remained the primary destination for Rohingya based on documented movement and other data. Around 95,000 recent Rohingya arrivals in Cox's Bazar were biometrically identified between May 2022 and April 2025, with most arriving in 2024. 2. Thousands of Rohingya refugees have also moved, often undetected, to Indonesia, Malaysia, Thailand, and other regional destinations. In 2024, Rohingya people increasingly used mixed maritime and overland routes to reach these countries, which complicates the documentation of journeys. 3. The proportion of women and children on documented sea or river journeys increased to 74% in 2024, compared with 66% in 2023. While there are some unaccompanied children and women traveling alone, there is also an increase in family units traveling to join husbands, fathers, and other male relatives who fled Myanmar in late 2023 or early 2024 in response to escalating conflict and conscription. 4. While in transit, Rohingya continued to face severe protection risks. Most journeys are characterized by repeated extortion and exploitation, with many Rohingya people detained and mistreated until they or their relatives pay ransoms to allow for onward movement. Human trafficking for labor and sexual exploitation, violence, deaths, disappearances, and denial of access to services are frequently reported. 5. Recent Rohingya arrivals to Cox's Bazar camps in Bangladesh lack access to adequate assistance, services, and shelter. Shelters are increasingly overcrowded as new arrivals stay with relatives and friends or rent from existing Rohingya inhabitants in the camps, often paying large upfront deposits and high rent. This raises the risk of social tension and violence, including GBV, along with eviction and secondary displacement within camps. Part 3. Outlook. 1. While Myanmar's November to March sailing season, when weather is calmer but between the region's two monsoon seasons, has come to an end, maritime journeys have continued as far into the monsoon season as possible in recent years. Although rainfall makes roads less passable, overland movements are generally less affected by the rainy season and can be expected to continue at high rates. 2. Any increase in conflict and intercommunal violence in Rakhine State in the coming months may drive increased Rohingya cross-border movement. The escalation in fighting between the Arakan Army and Myanmar Armed Forces in and around Sitwe Township is unlikely to drive a large-scale increase in displacement because of Sitwe's island geography, movement restrictions that prevent Rohingya from using the one open road out of town, and landmines planted in the ocean around the island. Increased Rohingya armed group activity and engagement with the AA in northern Rakhine State may drive rising violence and fuel intercommunal tensions, which are already escalating in some AA-controlled areas. 3. Intercommunal tensions, a lack of services and assistance, and landmine and explosive remnant of war contamination will likely prevent any large-scale returns of Rohingya people from Bangladesh to AA-controlled areas of Rakhine State. 4. Increased insecurity in Cox's Bazar camps, including abductions and forced recruitment drives, may prompt rising displacement out of Bangladesh to other regional destinations in the coming months. The pressure on and coercion of individuals and families to provide recruits to Rohingya organized groups in Cox's Bazar, along with the increased public presence of these groups, is creating a pervasive environment of fear. 5. The US funding cuts are highly likely to drive a spike in displacement from both Myanmar and Bangladesh, given significant reliance on humanitarian assistance in both locations. Recent Rohingya arrivals to Cox's Bazar are particularly likely to attempt to move to Malaysia, Indonesia, and other regional destinations, given their lack of access to services and assistance in Cox's Bazar camps. The March 2025 earthquake in northwest and central Myanmar may temporarily divert resources and capacity from Rakhine State, further limiting the already minimal levels of humanitarian assistance there. To read the full version of this report, visit acaps.org. Follow us on X, LinkedIn, Instagram and Threads at ACAPS Project for regular updates. ACAPS, see the crisis, change the outcome.